and I'm your co-host, Mark. And how would I say that?
You're also the host. I think we're equal hosts, right, Mark?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always go to news.freetalklive.com to keep up with the show and find out the latest things, the latest happenings going on, show announcements, that kind of thing.
Now that Ian's back, he's actually updating them. I didn't exactly really know how. I probably could have figured that part out, but I just didn't. And so people didn't get updates for the 2 months that Ian was in jail, our main host here on Free Talk Live, the other 6 days of the week that he does the show, Ian Freeman. He was in jail recently for standing in front of a police car for taking a young woman that he felt was being taken to jail unjustly. And that's, you know, I just never did any of the updates.
Well, now they can get as many updates as they want at news.freetalklive.com. Get emailed updates, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow us on there. And, of course, if you would like to participate in the show tonight, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you would like to discuss with us tonight. But we did have a call in the last segment, Mark, the last hour, actually, about free will and sort of where does people's responsibility fit in with kind of organic things like taking medications that may affect their behavior? Are they still responsible? You know, because I've heard, I think this could apply in a couple of different ways, the way that the caller described it.
Yep.
He was talking about do people still have free will, basically, if they're taking pharmaceuticals for mental health issues, right?
And there's a lot of this going around. I mean, there's these you know, these non-depression drugs that'll make people suicidal, depressed, and homicidal, in fact, in some cases.
That's exactly what I was about to mention. You know, there are some drugs, and actually, I'm pretty skeptical of a lot of the psychiatric drugs because it just seems like it's the same few drugs that are given for every so-called, you know, mental illness. Right. And a lot of them have pretty nasty side effects. Right.
Sure. I mean, it's so it's,
and if you look at the studies, you know, some of them are, especially for like things like mild to moderate depression, not when people are really, really depressed, but, you know, mild depression, these pills really don't perform better than placebo in a lot of cases. And in some cases, they can have harmful side effects in addition to that. So
it seems like the first thing that psychiatrists do is just, you know, they just shill for pharmaceutical companies as opposed to trying to come up with other ways to solve these problems.
Well, and that's sad. And it's not just psychiatrists, but also family doctors. I mean, they're very quick to prescribe antidepressants. And actually, in recent years, there has been some data on children who recently have started antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, especially with children, these drugs can have an effect on them where, as you said, they may become suicidal or homicidal. You know, sometimes people are just so depressed that they can't do anything.
Yeah.
And once they start taking an antidepressant, they become just undepressed enough to actually follow through on a suicide intent.
Mm.
So, you know,
is that how that works? I mean, I wouldn't even be able to say.
Sometimes of really, really severe depression are just, you know, basically intractable and prevent the person from doing anything really except just sitting there. And even though you can see them, they'll actually move slower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll talk slower, they'll move slower, or maybe not talk at all. You know, I've heard some things, especially from like Stefan Molyneux, who has a great interest in psychology, that every mental illness or every psychiatric issue responds to talk therapy. And I think that it's really important to kind of start there when we think about mental illness and think about treating it. Because, I mean, what could it hurt, you know, to have someone to empathize with you, to talk to?
Sure. What could it hurt?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times they really do want somebody to talk to. But it's difficult because people who do it for a living and are the best at it, psychiatrists, psychologists, those kind of folks are not cheap.
Yes.
People that would do it for free are busy because they're trying to make money doing other things. A lot of people have issues around it. I, frankly, am made uncomfortable by mental illness. I really am.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
A lot of people are. Yeah.
And
Sometimes they have a hard time, you know, especially people with schizophrenia, which is estimated at 0.5% to 1% of the population. They have a real hard time finding employment, places to live. You know, they end up relying a lot on their families sometimes. And
sure.
It can be really tough. And so I think there's, you know, much needed services. And that kind of brings up the point of how would we get these people help that need help in a society where the government wasn't taking care of them.
Well, we can address that in the next segment, but I want to really, what about the guy's issue as far as free will goes?
Yes.
And I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, as you know, people are responsible for their actions no matter what. I mean, you know, it's sad, but that is the way it is. If you're depressed and you walk off a cliff, gravity is still going to, you know, suck you down, and you're going to fall, and your body will be broken on the rocks below.
Yes. Do you think there's some mitigation when there's an organic cause of, you know,
if you're talking about it being a crime, I do think that...
there was this shooter, I guess, in Texas, I want to say.
Okay.
It was brought up by one of our callers, Ed in Tennessee, who calls in sometimes to the show. And, you know, there was this guy basically sniping at people from a tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he had written letters before that, or published something that said, I think there's something wrong with my brain. I think there's something wrong with me. I really don't feel
He's
like myself.
Having a terrible time, huh?
Yes. And after I think he killed himself or something like that, or he died somehow or was shot in crossfire. And people did a scan of his brain, and it turned out that he had a huge brain tumor that was pressing on some area that was driving these violent impulses, and he had never been a violent person before that. So I think it is possible in some rare circumstances that people can have brain tumors and
I'm not saying that they're
injuries.
Responsible in the same way, but when it comes...
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody, you know, who is mentally ill is attacking me and my family, and the only way that I feel that I can solve that problem is through deadly force. Now,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the situation is going to be like, but in that case, I'm going to use deadly force to protect my family, whether the person's crazy or not. As far as I'm concerned, we're all crazy to some extent.
Well, yeah, in that instance, it doesn't matter. You have to protect yourself.
So, you know, there's that. Now, if somebody stole something of mine or, you know, committed harm against me, and then I find out later that they're dealing with all kinds, you know, for me, if the brain tumor thing would be very easy for me to get, oh, he's got a brain tumor and is pressing. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel when it comes to mental health issues that people are responsible for themselves and they need to take hold of their issues. I mean, everybody's been depressed to some extent. Certainly, I haven't been depressed to the point that it's stifling and I can't move. But I would still say that people are responsible for their actions in all circumstances. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I might feel like the punishment should be less, but that should only matter if it's for me.
Uh-huh.
And my family. If somebody else, some crime's committed against them and they don't care about the mental illness aspect, then, well, you know, what can I say? You shouldn't commit a crime against them.
Well, I think it matters what the victim wants, you know, in a case like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters about restitution and restoring the harm that was done, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people who will say on this subject of neuroscience and free will, which is a really interesting subject, there are some psychiatric medications that if you take them for long enough, you'll get a tick, and what a tick is that the person will flinch, and they'll, yes, Mark is making a little, if you could see him on cammed up free talk live.
This is what I always use for my Halloween costume. I came as a guy with a nervous tick, and then I'll
right.
you know, shake myself.
And
you know,
you've all seen this
for a cheap
before.
Laugh.
There's a movie, what is it called? It's about the first, no, it's not Rain Man, as the producer is suggesting, but there's a movie about basically the first drugs for schizophrenia or something like that, and this doctor is like weighing out the doses and trying to get it right, and there's Robin Williams is in it. I don't remember what it is, but basically he's discovering these class of drugs for the first time, and he's giving them to his patients, and they're improving, but they're also getting this tick at the same time.
Okay.
And so people will use those ticks as an example of, well, see, people don't have free will. If you can take a drug that makes you move your muscles in a certain way, then it must be all chemical. It can't be reduced to a conscious decision. And I don't think that's true because, you know, making a decision to do something is a complex series of actions. And I think it comes together from the firing of different neurons in places in your brain, and then it results in an action. But it doesn't mean that you can't decide anything or there's no free will just because a drug can have an effect.
People
like
will say that free will is an illusion, and I just don't it seems like a cocktail conversation and doesn't seem to be of any value because I just don't see it. I mean, it makes
well,
no sense.
Well, we've got
to
a call on the line when we return. Someone in K wants to talk about free will. You can always call us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I am Stephanie.
And I am Mark.
Very good, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mark.
Going to get this after 10 years, or whatever it is.
We've been having a really interesting show tonight, talking about free will in the most recent segments, and we've got some callers on the line who want to add to that discussion. But, Mark, did you have any messages you wanted to give us?
Yeah, thanks for the prompt. As a matter of fact, Sound Wisdom has a solar power generating system that not only is it a generator, just like any other generator you might get, this one runs off the sun, and it powers your house even when you don't need, like, the power hasn't gone out. So you can run your refrigerator, your freezer, your well pump, and have the necessities running all the time on your SG1 system. And it makes the solar the generating system pay for itself, because you're not paying for the electricity that would run that. So instead of buying a generator and putting it out of your garage and letting the gas putrefy so that you have to take it to some mechanic shop and get it work done, you can have this thing running all the time. It'll be paying for itself. Also, it can be expanded to perhaps take your house off the grid if that is a goal of yours. Either way, it's a great system. Check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. I highly recommend this system. It's very put together well. These guys thought it out. They made the best system for the money. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
That sounds pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I want to get one, and I have not yet. So that's one of the reasons that I'm actually talking about it, is because I'm excited about it.
Cool. All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. We're talking about free will, and I think Kay in South Bend has got some thoughts that she would like to add to the discussion. Kay, are you with us?
I am.
What was on your mind tonight?
I'm actually pulling over because I'm driving, first of all. But I'm having some phone difficulties, so I'm going to try to make this brief.
We can hear you just fine.
You can hear me just fine. Great. I wanted to kind of tie together everything that you've been talking about tonight.
Sorry, Kay, could you just repeat that? As soon as I said I hear you just fine, it cut out a little bit. So.
Okay, sorry. I wanted to kind of tie together everything that you've been talking about tonight.
Sure.
And what that entails for me is the mental health of the individuals that you're talking about in free will and the medication, as well as... when you were speaking about the domestic violence earlier this evening,
sure.
I can honestly say that I suffer from a mental illness. Although I am medicated now, there was a time that I had lashed out at my husband, and I'm not proud of it. And unfortunately, the stigma in this society, women do know that they can pull that card, as I did at one time, saying, you know what, I could call the police and say that I was endangered.
Sure. Kay, I just want to interrupt.
Because I was pregnant. And the medications would have interfered with pregnancy.
Sure.
And although my husband was aware of my mental illness, I was unable to control my temper at the time. And we, as Mark was saying earlier, at the time that I met him, weighed the same as him, and unfortunately, after kids, I outweigh him now, and I know that I'm stronger than a lot of women. And I knew that I could defend myself if I really needed to, if it would get physical from his end. But I also knew that it was not right, although I couldn't control it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of tied together the two things. But I also knew that, you know, he could very well call and claim, you know, to be a battered man. And I'm not ashamed of admitting that I have a mental illness, because there is the stigma out there, and people can be medicated and still be sane. But, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there for you guys and put that on the air so other people know that, you know, we can feel the same way as you.
Yeah, Kay, thank you so much for... I want to just thank you for putting it out there.
And I wanted to put that out there for you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kay. I really do appreciate the call. And it takes so much courage to say that publicly, so I really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting what she brings up is that, you know, there's this this idea of mental illness is that you have no control at all, but you're still thinking. You know, everybody's been upset, like very angry, and you know, reacted in ways that they wish they hadn't. And I think to some extent that's what mental illness is. You know, it's you know, you're thinking, you can control your actions in the sense that you can control them right now, but you're not doing things that you would normally do if you had a chance to really think about it. You may be acting in a self-destructive way,
or
whatever it is, and it it's a difficult, it's a difficult thing to address.
Well, you know,
address.
Hormones and neurotransmitters are really powerful things. I mean, if you talk to people sometimes, they'll say when they have certain tumors that secrete different hormones, mm-hmm. they can make you sweat, they can make you throw up, they can make you want to eat ravenously, you know.
Indeed.
There are certain disorders that just really affect our physiology, and it can almost feel in some ways that one is like a slave to one's physiology. I mean, I know, I'm a woman, and I know when that time of the month is coming, I feel differently than I feel at the rest of the time.
Everybody gets cranky, and I'm sure that that's, that must be what it was, what it feels like.
It's not really a mood issue. It's more like I feel hungry, and I also feel like I just want to get hugged. Like I want to hug. I feel clingier.
I think it probably affects everybody differently.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, like I know when I'm in a bad mood, and I shouldn't be around. You know, I'm likely to take it out on my wife or whatever. But you know, it's the house is the size that it is, and this is how we live together and tend to interact. And then I find myself being mean, and then I have to apologize. The one thing that I want for my life is that I don't want my son growing up in a house where we communicate by yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And that happens so often, and I just don't want that. I want him to see what a real good working relationship is like. I believe it to be a good working relationship, but, sometimes yelling occurs, and I want that to happen. So,
Well, it's totally true. And, we can have a lot of compassion for others when they have physical conditions that affect their behavior. But I think that even if people do have their behavior influenced, and sometimes it can be really strongly influenced mm-hmm. by hormones or by other physical conditions, they still are responsible. They still do make choices.
Sure.
They still have free will, I think. So maybe Nick in Illinois can enlighten us a little bit on this. Nick, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Lately, I've been calling in about objections to libertarianism.
Nick, can you speak right into your phone? Ooh, and turn down your radio, please.
My radio is not on.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was hearing an echo of my voice, but you know what? It sounds great now. Let us know what was on your mind.
Right. But tonight I'd like to take a detour into discussing an objection to theories of the soul originating from the problem of illness.
What is going on with the audio? Nick, are you talking directly into the microphone? It sounds like you might be on Skype. Is that right?
No, I'm not on Skype, but I'm using a landline. I'm talking directly into the phone.
It sounds great now, Nick, but you know what?
Weird.
Do you mind holding that thought? Stick with us for a little bit, if you would. More with Nick coming up when we return. We're going to talk about free will and the soul. This is a very interesting intellectual conversation here on Free Talk Live. Call us 855-450-FREE if you have thoughts. This is Free Talk Live and more coming up.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for listening to our show tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And this is Mark.
Yes. Mark, did you have another message you wanted to bring us?
Well, one thing, if you're thinking about free will or not, if it's possible that you have free will, consider that you're making a decision right now. When I offer you the opportunity to go to gold.freetalklive.com, you can go there. We offer some of the best rates in the industry on gold and silver coins and pieces. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I have picked out particular coins and pieces that make it easy to comparison shop, and that's important. It's important to buy at the best rate you can so that when it's time to sell, you'll make the most amount of money, whether it's for investment or a hedge against inflation or barter currency. You can get gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com.
Thank you very much. And, of course, this is the show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about free will so far, but you are welcome to call us and bring up whatever is on your mind or weigh in on the subject at hand at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were speaking with Nick in the last segment. Nick, are you still with us?
Yes. How am I sounding now?
Better. But I can hear an echo with my own voice. I'm not sure
know.
If that's on your end or...
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay, well, go ahead with your thoughts on mental illness and the soul.
Yes. I live with an Alzheimer's patient, and she is not the person she used to be. Sometimes I wonder what people of a more religious bent would say about what has happened to her soul, because, as I understand it, most people conceptualize the soul as being your consciousness that lives beyond your physical body after death.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, mental illness in many cases is a physical effect on the brain, resulting in changed personality. So if... You know, so does that mean that mental illness affects the soul? And if so, then what's the point of believing in the soul as a mind without a body at all? Because if a shrinking of the brain, as with Alzheimer's, causes a complete change in personality, then why doesn't it make sense that a complete cessation of brain function simply means the consciousness ceases to be rather than continues just outside the body?
I'll field this one. So
I have thoughts too, Mark, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, you are an atheist, so your thoughts on soul might be somewhat more cynical than, or critical, I should say, skeptical than mine. But, you know, if I were to wear a hair shirt, this used to be the thing that that monks would do in order to show their, you know, bringing the flesh into subjugation, I'm going to be a lot crankier than I would otherwise be. And I think that to some extent, you know, I mean, clearly the brain is a thing that exists in time and space, and it can have illness just like the rest of the body, and the personality will be altered as a result, in the same way that if something happens to my physical body, my personality will be altered. It can happen with my brain too. So I don't think that this precludes the existence of a soul. It's an interesting sort of you know, thought process and to play with and that kind of thing, but I don't feel that this is the checkmate against the soul.
I think that there's this concept called dualism, right, Mark? Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Well, dualism is basically the idea that you have a mind that is separate from your physical body, or a soul that is separate from your physical body,
okay,
right? And so I think that the idea that, you know, if we think of consciousness as basically a higher order function of a bunch of neurons firing, right, in physical mm-hmm. space, they're giving off electrical signals, they're sending out neurotransmitters, they're interacting with each other and forming these networks. If we think of consciousness as like a summation of that, then it makes sense that consciousness exists as a consequence of physical matter. So we can't separate our consciousness from the physical brain that exists. And so, of course, if the brain deteriorates, then our consciousness will deteriorate as well.
Sure.
And so I see it as an argument against dualism, or having a soul that's separate from one's body. Nick, what do you think?
You said exactly everything, I believe.
Okay. Anything else on your mind tonight, Nick?
No, that's all.
Okay, thanks very much for the call.
So it may be an argument to be had, but I made an argument in the opposite. And do you see how some people will make the claim that atheism is a faith-based belief system? I mean, because you believe that is an argument for.
People say different things when they say atheism, right? There are some people who claim to be atheists, but they basically think, well, God exists, but he's a jerk and he's mad at me, or
that would
whatever.
Be a maltheist.
Right, that is a maltheist, but some maltheists call themselves atheists.
They can
right?
do what they wish.
Yeah.
they're just corrupting the language.
And some people who consider themselves atheists basically say, well, I don't care. You know, they don't really have a philosophical basis for it. Well, I think it's more of a reaction to religion, things that they don't like about religion.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really embracing a particular philosophy. They're just rejecting religion. Do you see the difference?
I can see it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, I don't know. For me, I just think that the idea of a supernatural being is inconsistent with the reality that I can understand and observe, and I live my life based on that.
It's fine. You should live. Some of the nicest folks I know are atheists. It doesn't bother me or anything like that. I just, often they'll attempt to occupy the high ground as if they're not taking any faith-based leaps. And people, it doesn't have to be a supernatural being for people to make a faith-based leap. They do it all the time.
The Alzheimer thing isn't really faith-based. I mean, it seems to me that Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative diseases that affect the brain and affect the personality are evidence that consciousness and a person is tied to physical matter.
Well,
right?
I don't know. I don't think it means that at all. I think that Alzheimer's, patients do experience agitation. That is one of the symptoms of Alzheimer's, if I'm correct
true.
Here. But so do pain patients. Patients who are in pain often have personality effects. And
sure.
So if I'm in pain, no one's going to question the existence of my soul. But suddenly, if I have Alzheimer's, they will.
Well,
so, I mean, something's deteriorating.
Pain is a temporary state, right?
Not always, no. I mean, pain, you're dealing with a lot of people that, in fact, will have pain for the rest of their lives, and they attempt to manage that pain in different ways, marijuana, opiates, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, so if somebody has chronic pain that's intractable to different medications, and, well, I know we have some calls in line, we'll move on to them after this, but if someone has a chronic pain that is so bad that it permanently changes their personality, into someone who, I don't know, is more irritable or more angry. Would you say that that's an argument for a physical change in the brain actually relating to a change in the consciousness?
I don't think that one's soul is necessarily one's brain. I think it is one's mind, okay. Which is, you know, is a slight difference.
Is there a difference between brain and mind?
I think that, I, you know, for somebody who believes that there is a difference, that a soul exists, yes, I think that there is. You know, that the mind is the being inside and the brain is the lump of fat.
Is there evidence for a soul?
Well, no, there's no evidence for a soul. Is there evidence that against? I mean, you know, so, I mean, that's...
Well, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And if you tell me that there's some aspect of you that is separate from your physical body that can enter and leave at will and was...
Jeez, who claims that?
that's what a soul is, isn't it?
I don't think it can enter and leave at will.
It's a person... Well, what about, you know, reincarnation or the resurrection or whatever? I mean, let's go to some of these calls. I think we could continue debating this for a while, but we are master debaters after all. But we're going to talk to Bill in Jackson, Mississippi. He wants to talk about mental illness. Bill, are you with us?
Yes. I'd like to echo the sentiment Mark just brought up a few minutes ago concerning the brain and the physical being, being susceptible to ailments similar to other organs in the body. And I have been on an experience for the last 11 years that I guess goes contrary to the system, you might say, and in terms of what organized medicine is trying to continuously portray. And I can see so much around me, especially since I've been on these 90 essential nutrients, that keeps coming back to the fact that I believe that the biggest problem that we're experiencing right now, especially in the United States, being the most obese country in the world.
Bill, I can't disagree with you there. We got some other calls online. Got to move on, but thank you so much for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. Call us with your thoughts on mental illness, free will, or the soul. This is Free Talk Live.
All around the world, people are achieving success and making their dreams come true. You can be one of them. Whether it's wealth, happiness, business, or relationships, the only thing keeping you from achieving your goals is the desire to be successful and the know-how to achieve it. At AllSuccessClub.com, you'll find the information you need to succeed from those who've already achieved it. Set your life on the path to success now at AllSuccessClub.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, welcome back to the show. We are launching into the final segment of the program tonight.
That's it.
That's it. That's almost it. That's almost all she wrote. Phones are loaded up. I'm not even going to give out the number. We got four calls on the line, and I'm gonna be ambitious and try to take them all. And you should go to m.freetalklive.com if you want to listen to Free Talk Live on your mobile phone, access the live streams and the podcast, and all kinds of great features over at freetalklive.com. That's our website.
On October the 19th, let the establishment know that we, the people, not the media, will decide the future of this country. Head on over to blackthisout.com to be part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. This is the first step in getting the government out of your life and out of this economy. Again, visit blackthisout.com today to let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. Blackthisout.com.
All right, let's jump right into the phone calls. We have been talking about some interesting stuff, mental illness, pharmaceuticals, free will, things of that nature. I believe Lord Calvin is on the line in Colorado, and he wants to talk about antidepressants. Calvin, are you there?
Yes, I am. You don't have to address me as Lord, though.
I like to. How about that?
that's wonderful. I'll try to get through just a few quick ones right now because I know you're pressed for time.
Sure.
Can you tell me what the antidepressant is that causes the tic?
It's an antipsychotic, actually, and I think they are first generation antipsychotics. Let me look that up for you real quick.
Okay. And let's see, Ian. Mark.
It's atypical. Sorry, Kelvin. It's atypical antipsychotics that cause tics, yeah.
Okay, so the whole class.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. The guy on the yesterday said the F word, and you mentioned that there were four words you can't say on the radio. And could you tell us what they are here on the F-word.
Sure. This is my,
well, you can't say them on the radio.
This is my understanding of the bottom level of words that you can't say. Stations will have their own sets, and different producers will have their own sets. For instance, we had a producer on the show. Was a little, he didn't like the PO'd. He didn't like to, somebody using that one. Mm-hmm. And so he would drop that. But that's not actually one of them. There are four words. One of them begins with S, and it's four letters. One of them begins with F, and it's four letters. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there are derivations of these words, but these are these are the root words that are going
to
be the
problem. There's actually a whole book about the F word, and it's all about the different derivatives and
it is a versatile word. There's no doubt about it. And then there's two of them that begin with C, and they refer to corresponding or opposite sexual organs. But, you know, there's other words that I don't think you could get away with.
But, of course, we could say, Mark, that you have a cock that crows every morning at your farm.
I have actually
right?
two of them.
Oh, wow.
In fact, one of them is red and tall, and the other one is white and shorter.
Wow.
So, you know, you can make that make
and
it mean whatever you want. However, the one with the white, shorter one has a much nicer comb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
So, great. Does that answer your question, Calvin?
Yes, it does, exactly. And do the amp lines still work? Several weeks ago, I was hearing, well, don't even bother with the amp lines because this new system, they don't...
The amp system work. The amp lines work, and Ian and I are opposed on this particular one. I'm of the opinion that everybody should call in on the new 800-855-450-3733 number. Ian believes that the amp numbers are valuable. They make the ampers feel special, and that they want to hear our voices answer the phone. I can see what he has to say. I just think that this new system is so much better. So you can choose to do what you wish.
All right.
Okay, well, I want to hear your voices answer the phone. And then the last one, if you can give me latitude, what was the deal with the bitcoins? Did that ever get solved?
You mean the theft of a large amount of bitcoins from the MT Gox website? Was that it?
It wasn't MT Gox.
Yes,
it was my bitcoin.com.
And somebody there actually had some personal experience with this as well.
I think all of us did. Both Ian and I had problems in that scenario. And we got 49% of our bitcoins back, I think, as everybody did. You know, the suggestions that there might be more incoming, but I don't, you know.
Which were then worth a lot less, right, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember what the difference is between, you know, in the time frame. But bitcoins have diminished in value relatively recently.
Gotcha. Calvin, is that all? Is that going to do it for you tonight?
Almost done. Was that any part of your doing, or was that just totally someone from the outside went and hacked you, and it wasn't your fault?
Yeah, somebody went from the outside went and hacked hacked the website itself, which was mybitcoins.com, which is essentially Bitcoin's bank. It may have been somebody from the outside, or it may have been the guy who did the website. So you know, there you go.
Great. Well, have a great evening, guys.
Thank you so much for the call, Calvin. I appreciate that. And let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, are you with us?
Hey, man can do what he wills, but he cannot will what he wills.
That's interesting.
Man can do what he... I'm just thinking about that statement. He can do what he wills, but
he can't
cannot
change
will.
What you like. Okay, so I, you know, there was a time when I really hated doing squats as an exercise, and I decided I was going to make myself like doing these. And I did them. I did them with gusto. I changed my mind about how I was going to do them. I think that over time, with a positive mental attitude, you can change what you will.
PMA, right?
PMA, man.
Hey, Stephen, like I said, I told you about that article. Here's a couple of sentences from it.
Sure.
And you're
talking
may
about...
exist.
This is the brain on
it
trial
may
from
be
the Atlantic.
Beyond our current science. But one thing seems clear. If free will does exist, it has little room in which to operate. Because it says here it can be a small factor riding on top of vast neural network shaped by genes and the environment. And Mark made a good point about the ticks. You can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, Steph, y'all just read this article, and Mark, you too, she can tell you about it. I'll get off here if you got somebody else waiting, but
Thank you so much, Ed. Yeah, we really do appreciate it.
Hey, this thing is echoing bad on my phone. I don't know if it is on y'all's, but something's going on, and I'm on a landline.
Oh, you sound perfect to us. Sorry to hear that,
okay,
Ed.
Okay, but it is. Hey, all this is echoing in my ear.
It's so disconcerting to have the echo going on when you're trying to talk. I mean, it makes it impossible. Thanks for the call, Ed.
Ed, thank you so much for the
trying
call.
Trying to carry on a coherent conversation while you've got an echo going, it just makes it impossible.
Yeah, it's difficult. And by the way, for anyone who's interested, there is this article called The Brain on Trial in theatlantic.com, the Atlantic magazine. So Ed recommends, and I trust Ed's recommendation. Let's go quickly to Kim in South Bend wanting to talk about mental illness. Kim, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I'm just fine. I'm a physics teacher, and I looked at free will more from a physics standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Newton was more or less a determinist, and his third law was for every action equal opposite. React.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, over the years, called that first reaction that we make is our nature reaction.
Mm.
And normally we think about it afterwards. A lot of times we regret our need. That's where I consider free will, is after the nature reaction.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I think that might be true. So, you know, you initially react in the way that you react. But, you know, do you think that over time you might be able to affect that too? Say, for instance,
sure.
You've got an anger management problem. You can take anger management classes, meditate, julep tea or whatever, jasmine tea. And at some point or another, you'll be less angry?
Yes, I think you can dimension it, but I think you're always going to have that first reaction. Chemical reaction, then your body starts to produce its chemicals and gives you the free will. I don't think it's anything out there in space or anything. I think it's in our body.
I like the physics teacher has to say.
I do too. Kim, thank you so much for the thoughts. Very interesting stuff. And, yeah, I mean, people can, for instance, suppress their reflexes, like, you know, when a doctor will tap on your knee with the hammer to see.
Can they really?
Oh, yeah, people can suppress them. There are some people that look like they don't have reflexes, but the neural pathways are still there.
I'll let you tap on my knee. I cannot do anything to do it.
Sometimes it's hard to get a reflex out of people, you know.
Really?
their brain, the higher parts of their brain will suppress those reflexes.
Huh.
And actually, babies are born with reflexes. Like if you scratch the bottom of a baby's foot, it will curl its toes in a certain way that adults don't have that same reflex. It's
interesting.
called the Babinski sign or something, and it gets suppressed as your brain develops. So, interesting stuff, but those pathways are
all
there.
Is that Russian for baby, Babinski?
Yes, that is.
Polish, maybe?
Anyway, this has been Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for listening to our show tonight. Check us out at freetalklive.com. We've got archives available there and all kinds of things for your listening pleasure. This has been Stephanie.
And Mark. Stephanie, thank you for hosting the show tonight.
Thank you, Mark, and have a great time on your vacation.
I will.
See you next week.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.